This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, will be staying on as director despite concerns of pro-life members of Congress over Collins' apparent embrace of embryonic stem cells. The institutes include 27 agencies wrapped up under HHS Secretary Tom Price that currently face nearly $7 billion in cuts in the president's budget. Oregon's Senate Bill 494 permits the use of starvation dehydration for dementia or mental patients. The vote on SB 494 is set for late Thursday or Friday, and pro-life groups are asking Oregonians to connect with their senators. Governor Eric Crittenden is calling Missouri legislators back into special session to rein in the city of St. Louis in its self-declaration as an abortion sanctuary city. In reality, that sanctuary designation threatens any church or group that opposes abortion. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. The abortion story of Olympian Sanya Richards-Ross is coming out in national interviews promoting her new book, Chasing Grace. She and her husband, NFL cornerback Aaron Ross, have gone a long way to heal their marriage after the abortion. Richards-Ross discloses that abortion is rampant among female athletes, many of whom are sold on the myth that motherhood is not compatible with competition. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.